Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. Once again, you are in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. Even though it's the 4th of July holiday on today, we are still grateful to God for him allowing us to see another day that he has made. So just we are grateful. So I'm so grateful to be able to say that, yes, again, once again, you are now in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? On tonight, I'm asking, as I always do, please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so that you can follow along with the person in the presence of past minister, Minister Saran Rambis will be bringing forth God's word once again on tonight. So you do need your Bible. You will need some paper, and you will need a pen or pencil, so that you can write down these scriptures and go and follow along with Minister Rambis as we go through God's word on tonight. So I'm asking our listeners, if you will please go with me in prayer, as we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking our listeners, if you will please going to pray with me once again tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. Who you are, Lord, we bless your name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. We thank you that you have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus Christ, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, also Minister Rambis and his entire family, and every faithful, committed doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, of our sins and our transgressions. Why? Because your word lets us know. And we who are saved in Jesus' name know that we do sin, even though we are saved in his name. So your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. That's why we're so grateful for your son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, that we can be redeemed. We can be forgiven of our sins through your son, Jesus Christ. So just we're grateful again on tonight. Now, Lord, we pray and ask you to move by your spirit on tonight. Have your way. We pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit through your word on tonight. But if we touch the hearts of even those that are listening on tonight that may not be saved in Jesus' name, it's our hope and prayer and desire that something will be said through your man of God on tonight. It will touch their hearts to the point that they will be able to open their own mouth even on tonight. Confess their sins, and we will ask your son, Jesus Christ, to come to their house and save them even on tonight. Your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we now lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land on tonight, those that are dealing with PTSD disorders, those that are having suicidal thoughts, those that are dealing with depression issues, all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Heavenly Father, touch, heal, and deliver. Because we know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders. as only you can in the earth, even today, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And now, Lord, we also lift up our friends and loved ones that have lost loved ones on tonight. I especially lift up my neighbor, Ronnie, who lost her son a couple of days ago. Heavenly Father, you know the situation. He was shot 8 times. He was her only son. So I thank you, Lord, that he had a beautiful homegoing service on this past Monday. So we ask that you would continue to comfort and strengthen his mother, Ronnie, and not only her, but all those all over the land that have lost loved ones all over the land. Comfort and strengthen them, Heavenly Father, as only you can. Let them feel your presence. And even my brother in Christ, Brother Raymond Eppinger, in the loss of his wife, Ruby, after 57 years of marriage, continue to strengthen him, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Let them remember and know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So now, Lord, we pray that you move by your spirit over the airways on tonight. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, that you alone will be glorified, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, we lift up our president to you, not only him, but world leaders everywhere, Heavenly Father, that have hidden motives and agendas. We thank you, Lord, that you are not like man. We thank you that you are in total control, no matter how they think or how they may try to make the world think that they are in control. We thank you that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we see or hear. We thank you that you are who you are. You are in total control at all times. You never slumber nor sleep. We thank you that all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. And Father, we pray that you would have your way on tonight with this airway, that you would be glorified as our prayer in Jesus' name. All the people of God said, amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, and I'm sure a lot of you may have heard this before, but I'm a living witness. It's the truth. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, through it all, trust God. I am a living witness. No matter what you're going through on tonight, remember, through it all, trust God. I do have one announcement that I would like to make on behalf of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church and our Bishop James A. Jennings. I'd like to give a shout out to him and also to my church family. We are inviting you, the listeners who may be living in the Detroit, Michigan area. We are inviting you to our 2019 Vacation Bible School, STU, Super Training University with Jesus. Again, it's going to be held at Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. Our church address is 1330 Crane at the corner of Agnes. That's Detroit, Michigan. 48214 is the zip code. Bishop James A. Jennings is our senior pastor. And this will begin on starting Monday, July 22nd, and it will go through Thursday, July 25th, from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. Refreshments will be served starting at 5 p.m., and there will be classes for all ages. So once again, we are excited to announce that the Vacation Bible School Super Training University with Jesus will be taking place at Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, 1330 Crane, Detroit, Michigan. Bishop James A. Jennings, senior pastor. And once again, the dates of the starting time will be Monday, July 22nd, and will run through Thursday, July 25th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Refreshments will be served starting at 5 p.m. And once again, all ages are welcome. There will be classes for all ages. So that's my announcement for tonight, and I will be making this announcement for a few more times. And preferably those of you that may be hearing this and you live in the Detroit, Michigan area, you are more than welcome, and you can please pass this announcement on to your friends and neighbors and coworkers so they may get involved and bring their children as well. They will be blessed by God's word. So right now, we're going to go to our music break real quick, and we're going to come back. We're going to yield the mic to Minister Sharon Rambis, who will be bringing forth God's word again on tonight. And following his message on tonight, you do not want to hang up the phone or go off the internet. He's going to close out with a song, as he always do. And his closing song after the message is titled, Jesus Can Work It Out. And I'm a witness. I'm sure you are a witness, too. Jesus can work it out. and it's going to be by Dr. Charles Hayes in the Cosmopolitan Church of Prayer Choir. Again, he will play this musical selection after he concludes with his message on tonight. But right now, we're going to go to our music break, and following the music break, I'm not going to say anything else. I'm going to yield the mic to Minister Rambis. Following the music break, you will be hearing from Minister Rambis. Enjoy the music break.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
Minister Rambis, I don't know if you can hear me or not, but you're breaking up. We can barely hear you on this show live. I don't know what's going on with your phone, but you're breaking up. I'm just going to inform you. I'm going to go back live.
Thanks. And so, word. It's the word.
As Lord, heard to your people tonight. King and a
Minister Rambis, I hope you can hear me. I hope you can hear me, Minister Rambis. I took you off the air from being live right now because there's a lot of stagnation in the back, and you're breaking up very badly. We can barely hear you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take over from here, and I would just complete the show for tonight because something is going on your end, and we can barely hear you. So I just want to inform you that I'm going to take over from here. And hopefully by the time you're on the next time, we can have that, whatever's going on in the background, corrected. So I just wanted you to be informed as to what's going on right now. I'm going to take over from here. I'll talk to you later. Thanks. Praise the Lord, listeners, on tonight. I do apologize for the stagnation that's going on in the background. From Minister Rambis' phone. We do know the enemy always tries to intervene or block or stop whatever God is trying to do through his people, because we know that the enemy knows that God uses people, and just like we know that the enemy uses people as well. So we know that there is something going on his end that we need to correct. And so in the meantime, I'm going to move forward. And I'm going to go on with the message for tonight in the place of Minister Rambis. And I do apologize on his behalf for whatever is going on. It's a technical issue. And we know that, again, that God is still going to be glorified on tonight through his word. The enemy, he always tries to block what God is trying to say through his people. But we thank God for Minister Rambis on tonight. We thank God for Minister Rambis' faithfulness to always come forth with a powerful word from the Lord. So we just give God praise and glory for Minister Rambis and his faithfulness and always being a doer of God's word. So as we said, we realize that there is a technical issue going on right now, but we're going to resolve it in the name of Jesus Christ. So that's why I'm saying we are going to move forward. And I will conclude with the message for tonight on behalf of Minister of Rambis. So I do, again, hope that you have your Bibles on tonight. His topic was titled, I've Got a Solution. And his main scripture was going to be coming from 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. So if you have your Bibles and your pens or paper, I pray that you do. You might want to write that scripture down. Again, Minister Rambis' message for tonight was titled, I've Got a Solution. Again, his main scripture was coming from 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. But I did not have a topic for tonight because I was we both was not prepared for what just occurred. But as we say, God's word still goes forth, even though the enemy tried to block it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to move forward with God's word. So again, I still hope you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready. Again, I do not have a topic for tonight. I'm just going to go through God's word and give you some scriptures that I will pray and hope there will be a blessing to the listeners on tonight. For God knows who you are, and he always knows who's going to be listening. What they stand in need of. So that's why we as people of God, we should always be ready. We should always be ready to give an answer, because we never know when situations are going to arise, such as the one that just did on tonight through this ministry and broadcast, through the interference, and for whatever reason, but God's word is still going to go forth. In the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 23 through 25, all coming from the This is going to be coming from the King James Version of the Bible. Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 through 25. Hold on just a second. Listen, I'm going to try Minister Ramis again. I see he dialed back in, so we're going to see if this interruption has been corrected. Bear with me. Praise the Lord, Minister Rambis. Okay, his line just disconnected again. But I hope he dialed back in and the solution has been corrected. I see he dialed in, but I tried to connect him, but he just dialed back out. But if he dials back in, I'm going to try to reconnect him again. He's dialing back in for a reason. So God, apparently God, we always know that God always have a word through him. So he's still pressing his way in trying to get connected. So we hope that the issue has been resolved so that when he do come back on the line, we can connect him, that God will be able to get his word through Minister Rambis that he has chosen for the listeners on tonight. And his message title for tonight is I've Got a Solution. So until he comes back on, we're going to continue with the word. As I was saying, I'm looking at Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 through 25. And it says, and whatsoever do, in other words, whatsoever you or I who are saved in Jesus' name, I'm paraphrasing, whatsoever you or I as believers in Jesus Christ, who are doers of God's word, who have been saved in Jesus' name, this is what it's saying to us on tonight. And whatsoever do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord Christ, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done. And there is no respect of person. So, but here God is letting you and I know that God has no respect of person. He is not in cliques. He's not a magician. He's not a genie. You cannot bribe God. He is letting us know that he has no respect of person. What he has done for one, he will do for all, because he loveth all the same. He is not like man. So what he is saying to us in his word, whatever you or I do in the earth, in our bodies, while we are living, being living sacrifices for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the kingdom building here on earth, as servants, as ambassadors, as vessels in the kingdom of God, whatever God has anointed us to do, whatever he has appointed us to do in kingdom building through his anointing us in our gifts and talents for his glory here on earth, that men, sinful men, women, boys, and girls, even those that have a backslidden, even those that are in the Jesus Christ, seasoned saints, those that are new in Jesus Christ, will be able to see Jesus Christ in you and I. That's what he's saying here. And so whatever assignment God has on our lives, we are to do it wholeheartedly as unto the Lord, not unto men, because men have itching ears. And sometimes we can get caught up into the things of the world. And man has glamorized music, television, movies, books, even through our phones and through the internet, all types of ways through men, because of the enemy. The enemy uses people just like God uses people. So whatever you or I do, we are to do it wholeheartedly as unto the Lord, not to be men pleasers. Again, because sometimes even in the house of God, where men and women of God that are preaching and teaching God's word, some of them are being used by even some of the members in the congregation, because they tell them what to preach and teach, and they are doing it because of the people that have itching ears, and they're trying to please men. But God said we are to please him and not men. I'm going to stop right here because I see Minister Rambis has called back in. I'm going to reconnect him, and hopefully that problem has been resolved so we can get hear what God has to say to us on tonight through Minister Rambis. So right now I'm going to reconnect Minister Rambis. Praise the Lord. Minister Rambis, can you hear me? Praise the Lord. Minister Rambis. Minister Rambis. Okay, I see we still have an issue. I'm going to let Minister Rambis know that we cannot hear you, Minister Rambis. I have clicked you on live, but we cannot hear you, so I am going to continue with the lesson, with the message for tonight. Once again, we do appreciate you for calling back in, but we still have an issue. He cannot be heard right now, so I see he has dialed back out. So we're going to go forward with the message for tonight. Again, we do apologize. We know that there is nobody but the enemy, but God is still going to be glorified through his word on tonight. So as I was saying, as Minister Ramesh tried to redial back in, whatever you or I do, we are to do it wholeheartedly as unto the Lord. We are to do it out of love for God. We are to do it that God will be glorified through whatever he has ordained for us to do in the earth, for his kingdom building through us in the earth, through our gifts and through our talents. Whether we have one gift, some people, God has a blessed and anointed with one gift and one talent. And then on the other hand, there are others whom he has chosen due to his will, because of his will, and he has the right to do that. Some people in the earth that are in the body of Christ, he has blessed with many gifts and many talents, that they will all be used for his glory, because he knows how much we can handle. So, and he knows our hearts. So that's why I thank God for who he is, and I thank God that he is not like man. So I thank God for those that are saved in Jesus' name, who know who they are and whose they are in Christ Jesus, even on tonight. And they know that every gift, whether it's one or two, whether three or ten or more, whatever God has blessed you to do in the earth, it will give him glory. Continue to do it wholeheartedly as unto the Lord, so that when men or women, boys and girls, see your good works in the earth, that God will be glorified in the earth. You don't have to go around bragging about your gifts and talents, about how many degrees you have on your wall. You know, you may have an associate degree, you may have a master's degree, you may have a bachelor's, you may have a couple of master's degrees, you may have your PhD, or whatever the case may be. What God is saying here, don't go around bragging about your accomplishment. Without God, you and I, we can do nothing. So he is letting you and I know, whether we have 10 degrees on our walls, whether we are CEOs or EEOs, whatever high positions we may have on our jobs in the earth, we are to give God glory for whatever positions he has blessed us with in the earth. And whatever position or title he has blessed you with, or however many gifts that talents he blessed you with, do it to God's glory, so that, again, whenever men or women see you, they will see Christ in you. They will see the humility in Christ in you, that you don't have the big head. You're not going around boasting and bragging to those that are beneath you or below you that have not reached where you are yet. So we want to be very careful that when God do bless us and open doors for us and show us his favor in the earth and bless the works of our hands, we are to do it all to give God glory. We are to do it wholeheartedly as unto the Lord. So sometimes we can, even though we have been blessed with many gifts and talents, some Christians get the big head and they forget how to be humble, and they forget where all the blessings come from, and they forget that it's God who has opened the door for them to be in the positions where they are in the earth. Instead of using those gifts and talents and positions to give God glory, they started bragging and boasting about what they have done. And they then become a liability to the kingdom of God. And before, he was an asset. So now that God has blessed them, now they have allowed the enemy to use their blessings that God blessed them with their gifts and talents, their positions that was once an asset, now they have become a liability because the enemy has come in and caused their hearts to start to be prideful and to be boastful and to forget where all their blessings have come from. So you and I, whatever position God has blessed us to be in on tonight, we are to always remember to give God glory, honor, and praise because we know that it is Him who opens doors for us. It is Him who set us before great men because He said that He would do that. And see, God is a promise keeper. He said that He would put His people before great men. So I just want to say to you, man, woman of God, who are laborers in the vineyard, in God's vineyard, as kingdom doers, kingdom workers for God's glory, don't get weary in well-doing. Don't think you need to learn sometimes. You will sometimes come to the point where you need to learn how to encourage yourself in the Lord, because sometimes it can be lonely, and you can be weary and become weary in well-doing. I know that I have some witnesses. I am a living witness myself. I sometimes know that I am doing what God has called me to do, and I'm being faithful in doing it, and I see that many others around me are being blessed, and doors are opening all around them, and it seems like my breakthrough is not anywhere near me. But I have to stand on God's word and on His promise. So you, as a Christian, have to do the same. We have to continue to stand on God's word, because what He said in His word, He have no respect of a person. God do not, He do not show favors. He is not in pricks. So what God promised you, stand on His word. It is for you. And He knows when to bless us. He knows when to open doors for us. He knows when to place us before great men, that the favor of God will be on our lives, that those men and women of the world that have power and greatness that can open doors for us, God knows exactly when to place us before them or them before us. So you don't have to worry about your sister or your brother in Christ who seem to be getting blessed before you. Even those that are not in Christ, they seem to be getting the things they want and desire of the world. And you know that they're not saved. And you see the type of lifestyle that they live that do not give God any glory, but they seem to be getting everything that their hearts desire. So don't focus on that. You stay focused on God's word. Stay focused on God's promise. God is a promise keeper. Do not pray to God and then start doubting in your heart, because that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you and I to start doubting God when we see others around us being blessed, even those that are in the body of Christ being blessed before us, and we don't seem to be getting any type of blessings coming our way. But we're still praying. We're hoping. We're still trusting God. We're still standing on His word. We're still holding on to His unchanging and His unfailing hand. But so we keep praying. But then the enemy, even while we're praying, will start putting doubt in our minds. I am a witness because He tried it with me before. And I'm sure He has tried it with you. Even while you are praying, He will start trying to put doubt in your mind. He would even try to put fear in your heart. So we cannot be praying to God and asking God for our heart's desire, and then at the same time we're doubting and fearing. That is not of God. That's of the enemy. So it says to us, regarding that situation, when that time comes, and trust me, it will come. If you have not experienced it yet, keep living. Keep praying. It will happen if it has not already happened. So we see in Matthew chapter 21, verse 21. Again, Matthew 21, verse 21 says, Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not. So that's what it all boils down to. When you and I pray, when we see others being blessed and we don't seem to see our blessings come our way in no form or shape or fashion, don't seem to be coming our way no time soon, but we still keep praying, But for some reason, we allow the doubt to come in and the fear to come in. But we, too, have to stand on God's word. And he's telling us here again in Matthew chapter 21, verse 21. Jesus answered and said unto them, he's still saying the same thing today to you and I. He's saying to you and I, if we don't have faith, if we have faith and doubt not. So that's what he's saying. When we pray to God, we must stand on our faith in God and don't doubt, don't fear, don't let the enemy fool you, because that's what he does. He comes in to kill, steal, and destroy. He comes to steal your faith in God. He comes to steal God's word from you that lets us know that we're standing on the promises of God and that God is not a man that he should lie and that Jesus is not a man that he should repent. So we stand on God's word no matter what it looks like. So we have to continue to stand on God's word through faith because we know that in God's word, he tells us in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6, in the book of Philippians, he says it to you and I on tonight, when we stand on our faith and doubt, and we do not doubt or fear, we do this as Christians, even today. He's letting us know, be careful for nothing. I'm a paraphrase. Don't be anxious. Be content. Don't be anxious. Stand on God's word. So he's letting us know in his word in Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, not some things, but in everything by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. So when you and I do pray, we must pray in faith, believing that God is going to do just what he said he's going to do for you and I. And we should not doubt. We should not allow the enemy to place doubt or fear in our heart. We must stand on our faith in God. It goes back to he have no respect of person. There's an old gospel hymn that says, it is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he will do for even you. He's doing it with arms wide open. Why? Because he loves you. He loves me. Aren't you grateful tonight that it is no secret, and I'm a witness, what God can do. He, what he's done for others. Again, it goes back to he have no respect for a person. What he's done for others, he will do for you and for me. So we got to remember that Satan, he even tried to trick Jesus, God's son, who came down from glory in the form of flesh to pay your sin debt and my sin debt on the cross through the shedding of his blood, that we can be redeemed back to God, our Heavenly Father, and our Creator. Satan even tried to trick Jesus because Jesus stood on the faith and his faith in God, and that he knew that he was being about his Heavenly Father's business here on earth, and he was going to carry out the will of God and the plan of God for man through Jesus Christ's blood being shed on the cross for our redemption, that we can be redeemed back to God through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. So Jesus even had to stand on his faith here on earth while he was in the flesh. So if Jesus had to stand on faith in God, you and I, we must do the same as followers of Jesus Christ. So it goes to show that Satan has no respect of persons either. He even tried to trick Jesus Christ. So as we look at in the book of Luke, I'm going to show you how he tried to trick Jesus, but Jesus was standing on his faith in God. In the book of Luke, Luke chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, and then verses 4, Luke chapter 4, verse 3 and 4, and then verse number 8. So again, that's Luke chapter 4, verse 3 and 4, and then verse number 8. And this is how Satan tried to trick Jesus. But thank God Jesus was standing on his faith, and he did not allow fear or doubt to come into his heart. This is what the enemy did in verse number 3. And the devil, Satan, said unto him, talking about Jesus, if thou be the Son of God, listen to how he's talking to Jesus, if thou be the Son of God. This is Satan talking to Jesus, asking, telling him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And I love what Jesus, how Jesus answered him. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written. Once again, Jesus answered Satan, saying, it is written. And he said it with a powerful authority, I'm sure. It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And then also, and Jesus answered and said unto him, this is after he told him that man shall not live by bread alone. Jesus turned around and he told Satan, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written. There we go again, using that authority. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. So we see, again, Satan has not changed, even in the year 2019, how he tried to trick Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He has not changed. He is still seeking to kill, steal, and destroy anyone's faith, anyone's self-esteem. If you are trying to be a witness for the Lord, he's going to try, and he's still trying to destroy your witness for the Lord. He's trying to destroy your confidence and your faith in God and your trust in the Almighty God. But don't allow him to do it. We as Christians today, just like the Christians of old, we cannot forget that the enemy, he is still out. He is still seeking to steal even your joy, even my joy. He is still seeking, and he is still stealing the joy of the people in the body of Christ today. He is still stealing happiness. He is still stealing the peace of mind from those who do not stay connected to God and who do not have and hold on to their faith in God. Satan is still tearing and destroying families, friends, ministries, churches, nations, communities. He is still disguising himself to deceive even the saints of God, if possible, the very elect of God. So as Christians today, even in the year 2019, July, to avoid this, we must to avoid the enemy trying to deceive us through all these different things, how he's still trying to destroy our peace and our joy and happiness. And he's still going around this destroying marriages and families and communities and ministries. We can put that to a stop as Christians even today. How to avoid this? One must, you and I, we must continue to pray. We must continue to stay in the Word of God. We must continue to plead the blood of Jesus over our lives, not only our lives, but our family members' lives, the lives of our churches, pastors and bishops, those that are watching over our souls that God has placed as men and women of God, that teaches and preaches God's word to us, that we will have and grow in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God's word through his vessels that he placed to teach and preach the word to us. We want to continue to plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, over the lives of those that have ruled over us, even our president, even though he has hidden motives and agendas. We pray even for him that God would touch his heart, that he would begin to show love and compassion, and he would too would be able to do what's right for all people, and not only our president, but world leaders everywhere that have hidden motives and agendas and are using their positions for themselves and for the gaining of material things and possessions of the world for themselves, and they're forgetting about God's people. That's what the enemy does. He's still doing that today. We see it as we see it daily on the news, on CNN news, in the world news everywhere, how world some, not all world leaders, because we do have some good world leaders, and we thank God for them. But for those that are have hidden motives and agendas, and there is a few that are going around using their positions to better their lives and their friends that are in high positions and have money and material things. They are using their positions to be for those to gain more friends like those in the earth. But we thank God that we who are Christians, no matter what we see, even in the world, when we see people even in our jobs, in our neighborhoods, and some maybe even in your church that are seem to be getting promoted and get positions, and you know they did not earn them, you keep your hands in God's hands. You keep doing what's right. You keep allowing people to see Jesus Christ in you. And in due time, if you don't doubt, if you don't fear, if you continue to hold on to your faith, continue to hold on to God's change of hands, continue to be a faithful doer of God's word while you're seeing your enemies being blessed, while you're seeing all those around you being promoted and blessed all over, and you seem like your blessings are not going to come. Again, you got to stand on God's word, stand on his word in faith, remembering that he has no respect of a person. Again, God is not like man. He cannot change. He cannot fail. He cannot lie. He knows who we are. He knows who belongs to him. He knows. His eyes are in every place at all times. He never slumber nor sleep. Again, aren't you grateful tonight that God is not like man? He do not get amnesia. He don't forget. And he is a faithful God. He is a promise keeper. He keeps his word. So when you know that you are being a doer of God's word and you don't seem to be beginning your blessings, don't seem to be coming your way, you continue to do what God has ordained you to do in the earth for his glory, and you just wait on the Lord because a change is going to come. And what God has for you, it is for you because your name on it. No matter how many people get blessed around you and before you, no matter how long it takes, God knows exactly when to bless his people. He knows when we are ready to receive the blessings. And sometimes we have to realize that it's a process. God is preparing us for the blessing. So sometimes while he's preparing us for our blessing, other people around us are being blessed before us. So we just continue to fulfill our God purpose and do it wholeheartedly as unto the Lord, and not being men pleasers. We do it in humility, in love and compassion. And while we are doing what God has ordained or anointed us to do through our one gift or however many gifts or talents he blessed us with, we are doing it in love. We're doing it in compassion. We're doing it in humility, all to the glory of God. While we are yet waiting on our breakthrough, while we are waiting for our blessings to come, we can continue to be doers, faithful doers of God's word, and we can be happy when we see others be blessed and receive their blessings before us, right before our eyes. So that's why I love God, and that's why I love him, because he searches our hearts. He searches my heart. He searches your heart, the faithful doer, who seems not to be getting any prayer through, or who's still waiting on your blessing to come. Again, continue to do what God has ordained for you to do. Continue to do it in love. Continue to pray for those and bless those that are being receiving their blessings before you. And we are to continue to be faithful. Why? Because sometimes while we are being faithful and continue to be doers of God's word, we have to remember that there may be some around you who are not saved in Jesus' name, and they know that you are saved, and they know how much you are praying. They know how faithful you are to God and kingdom building here on earth, and they see that others are being blessed around you, but you're still being faithful while you're waiting on your breakthrough to come. So even though they are not in Christ Jesus, they may be still spiritually blind. So that's why it's important as a believer in Jesus Christ, we cannot be like some people of the world. When some people are being blessed and they get attitudes and they, as some say, they want to lay their religion down they're not going to do any more work for the kingdom building until God starts blessing them, because they see others being blessed before them. Don't you know that those that are spiritually blind around you, whether they're in your family, whether they're in your neighborhood, or your job, or your community, or even some in your church, they see that you may have a nasty attitude because you are so angry and upset, because you allow doubt and fear to come in your heart, because you're waiting on your blessings and breakthroughs to come, and you see others being blessed before you. So remember, we have to be very careful, because someone that is spiritually blind may be watching you and I. So in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 6, it's a reminder for us, all Christians on tonight, you and I, this is what the Word of God says. I did not say this. This is what God says to you and to me on tonight, who are saved in Jesus' name, who are waiting on our breakthrough. We have to remember, again, that those that are still spiritually blind, who are not saved in Jesus Christ, may be around us and watching. So that's why we have to remember what Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 6 says unto us on tonight. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Once again, for those of us that are saved in Jesus' name, we have to be very careful, because there may be someone around you and I who are still spiritually blind. We must remember what Romans chapter 8, verse 6 says to you and I. It said, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. But we must remember what Romans chapter 8, verse 6 says to us on tonight. And I'm going to read it again. And it says, for to be carnally minded is death. In other words, to be wanting the things of the world, material things that do not please God, that all boils down to death. But to be spiritually minded, to want to have the mind of Christ, to have the mind to do kingdom work, to be about our Heavenly Father's business in the earth, compelling men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved in Jesus' name. So in Romans chapter 8, verse 6, it's letting those that are saved in Jesus' name, he's letting us know to, but be spiritually minded. Being spiritually minded is life and peace. And that's what we want on tonight. We want life in Jesus Christ. We want the peace of God to rule in our hearts, so that everywhere we go, somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in us, that God will be glorified. So I pray that you have received something from this word on tonight. And again, I do apologize on behalf of Minister Rambis, because there were some technical difficulties, and he was prepared to bring forth the word of God on tonight. But I thank God that he always has a word for his people. And so that I pray that what I said on tonight will be a blessing to someone, that it has been received in love on tonight, and that God will be glorified through his word. So his word always go out, and it will never come back void. It's always going to accomplish what God sets it out to do. So we, as Christians, we don't always understand how and why some things happen. But as believers in Jesus Christ, that's why the Lord says we are to always be ready to give an answer, because we never know when a situation may arise as to where we will have to stand and give an account on God's behalf for his people and those that are not saved in Jesus' name. So I thank God for the opportunity to be able to bring forth another word on behalf of the Lord, our Heavenly Father and our Savior, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and our soon coming King. So I pray that you have received something from the word on tonight. Continue to tune into this ministry. It is growing beyond my wildest dreams, and I give God the glory for it, because I know that there's nobody but God who is blessing this ministry, this worldwide platform. I love doing what I do over this worldwide platform for God, for his glory through his word. I thank God for the vessels that come forth, bringing forth God's word through this worldwide platform and ministry. And I even thank God for you, the listener, whoever you are, wherever you are. Know that God loves you. He knows who you are. He knows exactly where you are. He knows exactly what you stand in need of, and he knows your heart's desire. So he said in his word, we have not because we ask not. So whatever your desire is, ask God. And remember what we started out, as I started this lesson out on tonight, through God's word, what Colossians says to us on tonight, to you and I, and I'm going to read it once again before we close out on tonight. Our opening scripture was, we started talking about, whatsoever you do, I'm paraphrasing, whatsoever you and I do as Christians, even today in 2019, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Don't be man pleasers. Don't do things that's going to be pleasing men that are in the world that are not saved in Jesus' name. That's what he's more or less saying unto us on tonight, to you and I. But do it as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing, you got to know this, it's personal. You and I, we have to know that of the Lord, when we do things to please God and we are being doers of God's word, and we're doing it with an humble heart and spirit, and we're doing it out of compassion and love, that for God's glory and being kingdom builders, he's letting us know, you and I, that knowing that of the Lord, you and I shall receive, that's a promise from God, we shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord Jesus Christ, you and I, who are faithful doers of God's word. We serve, we are serving God. We are serving Jesus Christ as kingdom builders here on earth. I'm still paraphrasing. But then he goes on to say, but he, those whoever don't, that doeth wrong, it don't matter who you are, where you are, if you are doing wrong, you shall, and again, that's a promise from God, you too, you will receive for the wrong which you do or have done. And there is, again, there is no respecter of persons. Again, God sits high and he looks low. He's not like man. He's searching our hearts and our minds. He's searching your heart. He's searching my heart. So he knows who really loves him. He know who is really serving him in the earth, building up his kingdom in the earth from our hearts and out of compassion, trying to be more like Jesus Christ every day, that somebody can see Jesus Christ while we're being doers of God's word. And that in our being faithful doers of God's word, that men in the earth, men, women, boys, and girls, and see the work that we are doing in kingdom building for God's glory, that he will be glorified, that while we are being kingdom builders, there will be people looking at us, you and I, so they will see that whatever we're doing for God from our heart, even those that are not saved, God will be glorified. So we thank God for this word on tonight. Continue to be faithful doers of God's word. Continue to hold on to God's word and his promises. Because if you are joint heir with Jesus Christ on tonight, know that you will receive the reward that God has promised for you and I. Just continue to be faithful. Continue to be faithful doers of God's word and not just. So we thank God for you on tonight. We pray that you have received this word. I pray that it has been a blessing to every listener on tonight. So we're going to close out in prayer on tonight. Even though we know it's the holiday season, the 4th of July. I pray and hope that everyone be safe as we get ready to close out for tonight. On this coming Saturday, Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina, will be bringing forth God's word once again. On this coming Saturday, Pastor will be bringing forth the word of God on Saturday, July 6th. He will be bringing forth God's word from, he's the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. You will be bringing forth the word on this coming Saturday. Please pass the word. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word on tonight. We pray that it has been received in love. Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are. We bless your name on tonight. We pray and ask that you forgive each one of us of all of our sins and our transgressions in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you even for your sufficient grace toward us in spite of ourselves. In Jesus' name, continue to mold us and make us happy. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will continue to create within us a clean heart. Save us from our own selves, from self-destruction. It's my prayer in Jesus' name. Have your way, Lord. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Savior, and soon coming King. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that still works even today, and it will never lose its power. So now, Lord, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We ask that you will continue to bless your people all over the land. Continue to have mercy. Continue to comfort and strengthen the bereaved all over the land, all over the land. My neighbor, Vani, in a special way. Continue to console her as only you can, Heavenly Father. And this is my prayer that the perpetrators that killed her son will be found, and that justice will prevail in that situation. And not only in her case, but all situations and all cases, Heavenly Father, where people are being murdered and executed for no reason, just because of the enemy. We pray, Lord, that you would comfort and strengthen each family that have lost loved ones in violence, crimes, and shootings and stabbings. However, we pray, Lord, that justice will prevail in each situation, that the perpetrators will be found and justice will prevail, that you will be glorified, that the families will have closure and have peace, will be able to continue to trust and lean on you for comfort and strength. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, have your way in the lives of your people that are faithful doers of your word all over the land. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. We love you, Lord. We bless your name because you first loved us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
So you